Heavenly Father, I ask, Lord, that, Lord, in this time, Lord, your treasure of your word, you have chosen to put in an earthen vessel. But I declare the excellency of the power is of you. So come, Lord, and have your way. Inscribe it upon our hearts. Help me to be concise. Help me to be precise. As the word goes forth, let yokes be broken. Let blind eyes be opened. Let deaf ears be unstopped. Let us lift up our heads with faith and encouragement. Lord, for our salvation is indeed nearer than when we first believed in the name of Jesus. So that in this time, Lord, your name will be glorified. We, the sons of men, will be blessed and edified. Precious Holy Spirit, we give you full sway. Go ahead, Lord, lead and help us to follow. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That word has been, it's been ringing, we said, but mom was just praying, man, and it just blew it up to a new level. And I'm seeing reset in everything now. That's the influence of covering. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Mommy. It's a great privilege and an honor to stand. I stand because they are standing. And they are the ones that have raised us up to stand, you know, under their covering. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much, ma'am, for your love, encouragement, example, support, your inspiration, and your words, your messages, your examples. It inspires us to reach for more. Amen. And thank you so much for being there. Without you, I wonder what I would have done. Amen. Thank God for covering. Thank God for parents. Amen. Amen. They've gone with the wind, gone with the cloud. You know, but thank God for parents that held us back. Amen. So tonight, God gave me a word. And it's amazing. The title of the word is, We Are the Change in Our Land. We are the change. We're expecting change, but we are also the change. We are instruments of change by the mercy and the grace of God. Amen. And we are instruments of change both spiritually and physically. We are both the change, both spiritually. So you're going to create a change spiritually. And because the husbandman that labors with the first partaker of the fruits, you also should be a partaker of the change physically. Amen. So it's twofold. So we are highly privileged to be alive in a time when God is unraveling divine secrets to his chosen sons on the earth. Like you know, we must know, we're living in the third day. And in this third day, there's going to be an outpouring. The Bible says, in the third day, I shall be perfected. Jesus speaking of himself and the church prophetically. So the church is being perfected, you know, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. All right. And there are some spiritual fathers that God has been preparing that are going to inherit the spirit without measure, just like Jesus did. And then when they inherit it, everybody else who is going in that same direction under their covering will have a borrowed anointing. So it will be I and the children will be unraveling divine secrets. That's our destiny, you know. And for this to be fulfilled, you know, God's going to fulfill it. Amen. The Bible says the zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it. The Bible says by the promise and by the oath, by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. God gave us a strong consolation. So what we see in the Bible is going to be replicated. The Bible says greater works are going to be done. The Bible says the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth. Hebrews 2:14. Habakkuk 2:14. The glory of the Lord shall, the knowledge of the glory of God will cover the face of the earth as the waters cover the sea. It's going to be fulfilled. But for us to be partakers of it, we must be spiritually alert. Amen. We must be spiritually alert. Because God is going to do this. We are his workmanship in Christ Jesus. We obviously were his workmanship created in Christ Jesus. You're not just created. You were created in Christ Jesus. So your full expression is in the